Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Braves baseball is coming your way, and we've got everything you need to know before the game on 680 Game Day.
0-2 pitch, and there's a drive to deep left center field. Acuna just dropped a hammer on that thing. Way out of here.
We're walking you right up to today's broadcast, only on the home of the Braves, The Fan. Now live from the Battery Atlanta at Truist Park, it's 680 Game Day.
Oh! And just like that, we're back. Braves, Marlins game three of their three-game series. Can the Braves sweep the Fishies right out of town? You'll get to hear it here tonight after the Ford leadoff show with Domino and McKelpin. And then first pitch at 7:20. It's a Raylo night. Ronaldo Lopez gets the ball against Sixto Sanchez. Again, the game is yours on the Fan and the Fan mobile app. Chuck and Chernoff are here. Chris Domino's alongside.
It's not so bad. It's 85
degrees. Too early. Not yet. Christopher, how are you?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing very well. The the Braves' dominance over the Marlins.
Yes.
Nothing new. Mm-hmm. It continues, though. The Braves are 5-0 against the Fish so far this season.
Those bees can't score.
The Braves are 27-10 against Miami since 2022, which is impressive. Mm-hmm. But the dominance goes much further back. Did you know the Braves are now 104-56 against the Marlins since 2015? And oh, by the way, 2015, 16, and 17, the Braves weren't good, and they're still 104-56 against Miami. This is very LeBron-like. They've won 9 straight season series against the Fish. Not one, Domino, not two, not three, not four, 9 straight season series. They're well on their way to 10 in a row this year.
Did they bother showing up tonight?
I think they have to.
Okay.
I think a lot of this you can trace back. This is that Jose Ureña, that whole thing, remember?
Still taking it out on
him? Yeah, absolutely.
And take one.
But he pitches for the Rangers now, but you take one more.
I think you went in a little too hard, though, with all those numbers tonight. I just think you did.
Too much?
Yeah.
It's just facts.
We'll see how it plays.
Just give me your facts.
I don't think you should have done it quite that. Ooh, look at us.
Too much bass. Too much tone. Yeah.
Smell us.
I will say this.
I'm a little afraid what's going to happen tonight, to tell you the truth.
It's a baseball game. They could lose.
Yeah.
There's no question. But I'm trying to find out what the Marlins do well, and I can't find it. They don't pitch well. They don't hit well.
No.
The plan was to pitch well and string together a bunch of base hits and score 4.
They thought they had the manager of the future, and even that guy's his contract.
Did you hear the backstory on that, right? After Kim Ng left, where does Skip want it out? Like, it's not that the Marlins didn't pick it up. It's like Skip went to them and was like, I want out. How about that? Like, he's like, I want to get the hell out of here. What a mess that organization is, top to bottom.
I'd rather take my chances being unemployed,
yes,
sir.
Yes, he thinks he'll get another gig.
Employed by you.
Chris, they're going to lose 95, 100 games, and he still thinks they're going to go.
It's going to be a long summer.
Yeah, so. Braves and Fish here tonight. Let's take a look around the rest of the NL East. It's brought to you by Finley Roofing. Take a look around Atlanta. You'll find over 66,000 roofs replaced with a lifetime warranty thanks to Finley Roofing, and you can be the next if you go to finleyroofing.com. The Mets are underway already, and they have a 6-0 lead over the Giants. That game's in the sixth inning. They've lost 2 in a row. It's fun when they start, you know, a second, a third, a fourth straight loss. So they might break that tonight. 6-0 lead over the Giants. That game in the bottom of the sixth out at Candlestick Park. The Phillies and the Reds, they'll go at 6:40. Phillies had their 7-game win streak halted. That game in Cincy coming up at 6:40. The Dodgers and the Nats. The Nats still kind of trying to hang around a little bit. They're 10-12. They'll host the Dodgers coming up at 6:45 this evening. That's our look around the NL East. Again, it's all brought to us by Finley Roofing.
Time for tonight's starting lineups. Presented by Marco's Pizza. Love pepperoni? Order Marco's Pepperoni Magnifico, topped with classic and crispy cupped Old World pepperoni. A large is now just $9.99. Participation may vary. See store for details.
All right, Domino, let's run through the lineup that the Braves will send out against Sixto Sanchez. It'll start with Ronald Acuña leading off and playing right field.
That'll play.
Agreed. Michael Harris, the second. Will bat second. He'll play center.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Agreed. Austin Riley. Austin, let's go. Got to get it going here. He'll bat third. He's playing third.
So yummy.
Okay.
He busted tail. He scored. He dove across home plate.
Domino likes him thick. Matt Olson will hit cleanup. He's 0 for his last 25. He's at first base.
All right.
I repeat, he's 0 for his last 25.
All right.
Braves have the best offense in baseball. They're 16-6. He's 0 for his last 25.
And he is playing.
He is in the lineup. He's hitting cleanup.
Okay. They're off tomorrow. But there was some speculation, I know.
Listen, he'll break out tonight. Okay. It happens.
All right.
Ole has a night tonight. Marcelo Zuna will bat fifth. He's DHing.
Ooh, it's scary.
Ooh.
For the opposition, yes. Orlando Arcia is batting sixth. He's at short.
So antiquated and sexy at the same time.
It's a good way to put it. Here's what I love about this team.
That would make him sort of a dichotomy.
Ooh.
He's mysterious,
yes,
in that regard as,
yeah,
well.
So the best offense in the major leagues has this 7-8-9 tonight. You ready? Jared Kelnick hitting seventh in left field.
One of the meanest guys in baseball.
Could be true. Chadwick Trump is batting eighth. He's catching.
Not an arsonist.
Trump 2024. And Luis Guillorme. No batting gloves. He's batting ninth at second base.
What?
Kelnick, Trump, Guillorme. I expect a total of six hits out of him tonight to continue the trend of the best offense in baseball. Again, Ronaldo Lopez, he'll be on the mound. He'll bring his 0.50 ERA into action. All right, Domino, you ready? You feel good? What are you looking at?
I do.
All right.
Yes.
Are you okay? You were napping on the couch. You look tired.
Yeah, I'm tired.
All right.
Tired.
So you need to wake up. We'll get you on a bump.
Yeah. So, all day, every day.
By the way, out in the hallway.
Yeah, it's weed.
It's not just weed. Somebody smoked a ball out there.
Yeah, it's weedville.
Like, it smells, yeah, yeah, like the 700 hall in my high school.
Yeah. Well, you know,
not in our office, outside the office.
This.
No.
By the way, the first guy who says what like that is always my suspect.
No,
yeah. What?
It smelled like, I have a contact high. I went to the bathroom out there. It hit me in the face.
David Dickey and I just passed each other in the hallway. He goes, is that? I said, yeah, for about an hour and a half. No doubt about it.
I mean, it is strong. It is long. I mean, it's all happening. Okay, Domino's got Diamond Notes coming up. He's got a pop quiz.
Yes.
He's got weather. He'll give you the temperature.
I don't know.
No, you will. A well-star stat of the night. He gets it all for you guys as we count it down to the Braves and the Marlins coming up with the fans.
Braves pregame is up next. You're locked into 680 Game Day on the home of the Braves, The Fan.
We are counting it down to the Braves and the Marlins game 3. Brooms out. Braves trying to sweep.
Did we talk about the weed thing on the air? Or was that?
We did. That was
break?
On air. That was okay. On air. Yeah, we chronicled how the hallway smelled.
You huffed it. Puffed it. That's what I've been thinking.
Is that what?
Yeah, Chuck jumped in a little bit too soon.
You ain't selling that you're straight right now. If, hey, did we do this on the air?
Chuck went,
what is that off the air?
He goes, I don't know what weed smells like. I didn't recognize it when it hit me in the face.
No.
It's like a Cheech Marin movie in the hallway.
I was saying, I haven't been out there. You're kidding. Someone did this inside a building.
Yes, they did. Very much so.
Yep. Chuck and Chernoff with Chris Domino, 680.
He who trolled it, rolled it.
Do you have any more?
No, I
think that's it. Make sure you're good.
Yes.
All right. How about you transition from that?
Okay.
Let me give it a second before we get to the sponsor.
Yeah, three.
In case we have to cut this up and send it to them.
Good.
How about game time temperature tonight?
Every day, all day, 70 degrees right here at Truist Park, courtesy of my good friends over at Central Heating and Air Conditioning.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Domino's Pop Quiz, presented by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Visit allfourseasonsgarages.com.
All right. We're going to go through Diamond Notes quickly because there's a pretty good amount of names, but here's what I'm looking for. Most all-star teams not in the Hall of Fame.
Say again?
They were voted, elected, picked for all-star teams.
Okay.
The most.
Most all-star individual players.
All-star appearances. But not in the
Hall of Fame. And I did not include cheaters.
Oh.
And nobody who's eligible-ish.
Okay.
Like, if you've been retired for 2 years, don't give me that person. Because they're not eligible.
It's a difficult
These people
question.
Are all eligible for the Hall of Fame, have not been put in.
Huh.
But they have the most all-star games.
How deep is this list?
It's pretty deep. Okay. So we're going to go quick diamond notes. All we've got a few more names. We'll see what happens.
I don't feel great about this. I'm just putting that on the front side.
I've seen the list.
Yeah.
You probably shouldn't feel overly great about it.
Oh, great. Awesome. Okay, well, that's...
So don't say Barry Bonds.
Okay. No
don't
cheaters.
Say Roger Clemens.
No Palmeiro.
B. Rose.
No So-So. Right. Very good.
Right.
Okay, so...
This is your exclusive home for Atlanta Braves baseball. And this is 680 Game Day.
All right, we count it down to the Braves and the Marlins. They will follow the Ford leadoff show. Chris Domino and Kevin McAlpin are around the corner with that program. And then 7:20, first pitch, Ronaldo Lopez gets the ball for the Braves as they try to sweep the Marlins right out of town. Chuck and Chernoff are here. Chris Domino's alongside. And if you're just joining us, you missed Chris gave you the pop quiz question. But because he's a giving soul,
yes.
He's going to reset it now.
Yes. Most All-Star games pick for, not in the Hall of Fame, but eligible. Just have not been elected as of yet or will never be.
All right, we'll see how many of these we can try to nab as we move along. Domino's got diamond notes inside those diamond notes. He'll give you a WellStar WellStat of the night. WellStar is one of the largest and most integrated healthcare systems in Georgia. Together, we can create a personalized game plan to help keep you healthy. Visit WellStar.org today. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
It's time for Domino's Diamond Notes, presented by Salomon Brothers. Be a Brave for a day on Diamond Day, presented by Salomon Brothers and the Atlanta Braves. Visit 680thefan.com/Diamond Days to register.
Three things. Happy American League Day. 1901, on this date, the first official game in the American League's history.
Junior Circuit.
Was played. Chicago White Sox against the Cleveland Blues. That's who they were known as back then. Today, 1956. American
you know they
League.
Changed the name, by the way.
What's that?
You know why they changed the name.
I don't.
And offended blue people.
Yeah, the Blue Man Group. Smurfs, I mean, is the, yeah. They're the last ones.
Sorry to
me. But, yeah,
no. So. All right. Today, 1956. Why did umpire Frank Eumont cause a stir?
He was wearing high heels, and they didn't like that behind the plate.
He umped a game with glasses. Oh. He had glasses on. Frank Eumont. Put glasses on, and it was like, whoa, you can't see. He's
goes
blind.
Into the stereotype.
Yeah. And last one. The Diamondbacks are 12-13 this season, both with a run differential of plus 39.
That's hard to
do. Second best run differential through 25 games by a team with a losing record behind only the 1888 Philadelphia Athletics.
That's why I wouldn't be freaked out if my team's 12-13. If you're that good, now maybe they have a few blowouts. I don't know.
They've won three games by 13 or more runs.
Yeah, they'll figure that out.
They did that all of last year. They're 25 games in. They have three of those. So that's what the run differential is compared to the record. That is not, as the kids like to say, expected.
Yeah.
All right. Ready to play?
All right, let's take our guy.
A lot of names. Listen, there's a lot of names. Okay. That's why we're going to give a little bit more time.
So let's take our guy, Dale Murphy.
Ah!
All right, that was easy. Let's go for the overrated New Yorkers because they get the pop and they made these. Bernie Williams.
No.
How many All-Star games did Bernie make?
Not enough. Make them, take them.
Bill Freeham.
11. He made 11 All-Star teams, not in the Hall of Fame.
I don't know who that is.
Catcher, Tigers.
Carlton Fisk.
No. Carlton Fisk is in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, frick.
Wow.
You're out for the week.
First of all, that will stay with you.
You're out for the week.
That will stay with you.
That will not stay with me.
You're out for the week.
He'd swing on me, too, wouldn't he?
How about Doc Gooden?
He'd swing on me.
No.
He's got that main old man thing.
Okay, all right, I'm back in.
Dwight Gooden, not enough.
Steve Garvey.
That is correct.
Okay.
He did it 10 times.
Did he really?
10.
Wow.
MVP.
He's running for something now.
Yes.
Davey Concepcion.
He made it 9 times.
Rusty Staub.
No.
Not enough.
No.
What? Yes or no?
Yeah, I don't think Rusty Staub is on there.
All right.
Okay.
What's going on with you over there? You high?
No.
Not today. Jorge Posada.
No.
No, sir.
Andrew Jones.
No.
5-time All-Star. Didn't make it.
Now,
he's not high.
This guy might count on the cheer list, so tell me if it's a Jeff Kent.
No.
Didn't make it enough.
Greg Nettles.
No.
Didn't make it enough.
Troy Percival.
No.
Good guess.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's
I was trying to think really talented. Yeah.
That's a good guess. Yeah. I think he was a 5, maybe a 6-time. Okay. 5, maybe?
Lou Whitaker.
No.
Frick. Holy crap. I knew this was going to be hard. Javi Lopez.
No.
Carlos Beltran.
Good one. Very nice. Nicely done.
Carlos Delgado.
It's always Delgado.
No.
It's always Delgado.
Pull back on that.
Rick Rushel.
No.
I just wanted to say Rick Rushel.
The Whale.
Felt like it.
Rick there Sutcliffe. There was fat shaming
in
sports.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Andy Van Slyke.
No.
Okay. Awesome.
Baseball cards. How many had the?
Oh, yeah.
Willie McGee.
No.
I'm going to tell you right now, I think we stopped at seven. You would have had to make seven All-Stars, right? Seven All-Stars?
At least seven, huh?
Seven All-Stars, is that the number? Yeah, that's
Fred
a lot.
Lynn.
Well done.
No, I was about to disrespect another Hall of Famer.
What were you going to say?
Jim Rice.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Thank you.
Tim Wallach.
He's in the Hall No.
Tim Wallach is hot. Jim Rice is.
Start naming random.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what it is. Sometimes it comes down to random players. Come on, just baseball players.
Right.
You had to be good enough to make a bunch of All-Stars.
I get it, Domino. It's very easy when you're staring at the answers. Hold on. Give me one. There's a lot of pressure over here.
Is there?
You're after like seven?
Is that?
We're after like seven All-Stars.
Yeah, seven.
Campanaris?
Now, does Sheffield count as a cheater?
I don't think Sheffield is a cheater. I don't count as a cheater.
He didn't know.
I said Campanaris.
No.
All right. You guys want to play a little?
Jeez.
All right.
How about the one dog, Lance Johnson?
No.
That's just silly.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
I just wanted to say the one dog.
You were right about New York.
Okay.
Nine All-Star appearances or nine All-Star games.
Okay.
He's not the most famous at his position. I'll even go this far. The Yankee version of New York, he's not the most famous at his position. Yet he made nine All-Star teams. Really?
Nine All-Star teams?
Three Stooges.
Tino?
Three Stooges.
Mo. Larry. Hurley.
It's got to be Mo.
Go the other way.
Larry.
It's got to be Larry.
No.
Curly.
Curly.
How about somebody says their last name?
Mo Howard. Elston Howard. Another catcher. Yes, nine. Thank you.
How about that?
Another catcher.
You make nine All-Star teams, famous. You should be in a Hall of Fame.
Not the most. I know.
Well, catcher, you had to put. That's Bill Freehan.
There's another catcher. You want another catcher?
Yes.
Another catcher.
Yes.
I'll tell you how when he played. 77 and 95. Eight All-Star teams.
It was a boon.
No. King Arthur.
Lance Parrish.
That's correct.
Baseball cards.
Do you like breakfast?
I do.
Do you like maybe a little yogurt?
I enjoy some yogurt.
What might you put on your yogurt in the morning? What might you put in your cereal in the morning?
Bananas or blueberries?
Or?
Strawberries. Daryl Strawberry.
Strawberry.
Yeah, I got it.
Sort of you did. Brothers.
I also Daryl Blueberry.
This guy made seven All-Star games, brothers, in the major leagues. Brothers. Multiple brothers.
Alou. All of the Alous.
Well, okay, one of them.
Philippe.
No, it doesn't matter. I'm going to another guy.
Maddie.
Moises.
Another guy. Another family of brothers.
Another family of brothers.
Brothers.
Another brothers.
Great glovesmen. Very much known for their gloves.
Great gloves. Brothers. Bill Ripken did not make seven All-Star teams.
No.
The Wainers?
No. That's not even.
That's
they're in the
son,
Hall of Fame, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, frick. One of them is.
Yeah. Struggling.
Right. Not a girl.
Boy, Clint Boyer.
No.
Clint Boyer.
Sorry.
Ken Boyer?
Ken Boyer.
I knew that one.
No, you didn't, actually.
Their cousin Clint would have been offended.
Not poor, but...
Rich.
Be careful how you start to try to put this together now.
Rich. Aurelia.
What if it's not the first
name? No.
Oh, it could be the last name. Rich.
What are you doing over there,
by the way? He's making faces.
Yeah, he's signaling. I know what he's doing.
The last
he's
name, cheating. Rich. Richards.
Richie. I got good peripheral
Richie.
Vision.
Richland.
Let me explain
Richards.
Something. Let me explain something to him over there.
Yeah.
I got to make noises when I get up and down.
Uh-huh.
I'm tired, but my peripheral still
right.
good.
Richmond.
Not a daughter, but a...
A son. Richardson. Bobby Richardson.
Bobby Richardson.
I got that.
Seven All-Stars.
I dominated that.
I mean, if we're going to be children,
Pee Wee Reese.
No.
Oh, you are. What is happening?
I take that
are
you in sure? the Hall of Fame.
I keep forgetting the requirement.
Now I'm sure you're the guy who lit up in the hallway. That's exactly what's
happening. I haven't moved out of this seat since 2:30.
Joey Blaze over there.
Wee Wee. Richard?
Richard. No, but if we're really going Wee Wee.
I can't just say it without the last name.
Yeah, you better have her last
name. I can't just say the D when
I... Yeah, you better have her last name. Come on. First letter of the alphabet.
Dick Allen. See, I couldn't say it without the last
name. Brothers.
Didn't Dick Allen...
Didn't he what?
Didn't Dick Allen just get in the Hall of Fame?
No.
Okay. No.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh.
No.
Well, where were brothers?
Still on the outside looking in. Okay, what are you, in the diamond open business? Yeah, seriously, what's up with you over here? All right, brothers. Three of them.
Three brothers.
Major leaguers.
Three major leaguers.
This one's the second most famous.
Second most famous.
Yeah. He's got a much more famous brother. Made a 7 All-Star.
Ozzie can...
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.